Hello, Waddington Jewelers.
Hey, Janice Beck.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So, Trillion.
Yep.
I have available 134 GSI2.
All right.
It's AGS.
Okay.
It's not like a perfect triangle. It's 8 millimeter by 9 millimeter.
Okay. 8 by 9. All right.
And it nets, net cost on it is $5,326.50.
All righty. Nine by eight.
Yep.
All right.
So it's not an equilateral triangle.
Right.
It's an isosceles triangle.
I know. I'm like trying to visualize this. Yeah. Like, I mean,
it's not like crazy out of whack. It's just not all sides are not equal. You know, that's not uncommon.
Right. Well, I'm having a hard time finding anything because that's just a weird shape to look for in a big stone. So, carat 30. Let me contact my customer, shoot him a ballpark price, and just see what he has to say. I think that probably should be fine. So, I will contact him and then get back in touch. And since today's your or do you just want to kick it out to us, and if it doesn't work, we'll kick it back?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a memo, so it's up to you.
This
is an insurance memo, right?
Yeah, his wife lost it, and they had an appraisal on it, so I'm fairly certain that he wants to replace it for sure, but
okay.
I don't know if they turned it into I don't know where he's at. He just brought in the appraisal and was like, can you replace this? And I went, yeah,
gotcha.
We can. Give me a minute because Trillions are a little bit weird. But like I said, he had no pictures, no reference, so like no good description of the ring other than it was a carat and a quarter.
Oh, okay. Trillion.
So I think if I get back to him and I'm somewhat close to where his appraisal was at, I think we're going to be fine. So
Well, I just told the buyer yes so that he can get things processed. If for some reason it turns out no, then just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Cool.
What
did Ben say, or didn't you tell him?
I did tell him. He was like, well, that's interesting. He's like, so what exactly is he going to be doing for IJL? I'm like,
everybody asks that. I'm
that
like,
question.
Yeah. First thing will be helping with membership.
Okay.
That'll be my main focus.
Mm-hmm.
So, other things will include like trying to get this place not to be so stale anymore. Like kind of upgrade it.
Gotcha. I was like, I could see him working in PR.
I don't know. Honestly, that is going to be one of my thoughts is, like, not that I'm addicted to it, but, like, you have to be acclimated with what's going on nowadays. And you got, like, TikTok and, like, all the platforms. Why they don't have a presence there to entice jewelers, like, to show the, the fun and the excitement and the education and, like, all the things that they have to offer. Like, you almost have to look at it as, like, how a college recruits nowadays,
Yeah, because, I guess that, I feel like we're not the young kids anymore, for sure. We're, like, we're not the old folks either, but, like, you're looking for are the people that me and Ben were when 20 years ago. I mean,
100%. And what's funny is like, and I mean, Lord knows, I mean, I'm old, but it's more of a, when I talk to everybody, when I'm sharing all this information of what I'm doing, blah, 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 everybody likes to chime in. And finally, at the end of it, I'm like, look, my job is going to be kind of like Las Vegas. I don't need to make everybody happy. I need to make 51% of the organization move in the right direction. I said, because I've talked to almost 100 people, and everybody has got an idea, and half of them are turned left, and the other half of them are turned right. So it doesn't matter. If I turn left, I'm going to piss off the people that said turn right. And if I turn right, I'm going to piss off the people that said turn left. So, it's beyond one person's expectation. We have to look at the betterment of the organization
as a whole. Right.
Yep. And hopefully if I turn right, I'm going to encourage people that would naturally have turned right. And if I'm going to lose people that were going to naturally turn left, so be it. Can't make everybody happy all the time.
Exactly. And I don't know. I'm kind of the opinion of, like, okay, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Like,
yeah.
I can't sell you on something if it's...
Yeah. Well, I actually had one guy, he was just, oh, my God, RJ, you just get the dollars, and I can't walk away from that. It's ridiculous. And I was like, okay. And I was kind of irritated I even called him. I said, let me ask you a question. How long have you been in IJO? And he's like, over 20 years. I said, how long have you been in RJO? And he's like, he said roughly like 12 or 13. I said, okay, take away the fact that you were in, you're in both organizations. I don't care. I'm not trying to taint you one way or the other. I said, let me ask you a question. You live in two parallel universes, one in which you never joined an organization, and you're 20 years ago to today. Said, in the other universe, you joined the organization and you made your friends and you went to the seminars and you learned and you did all the shows. I said, which person is a stronger person? He's like, oh, easily, the person that joined. I said, so rather than just flush the one organization that actually helped build you to who you are today, you did the majority of the work, but you were guided by that organization. You don't feel any sort of responsibility or an attachment to them to kind of pass it forward. He's like, I never thought of it that way. I'm like, it just seems, I said, you can do what you want, but it seems kind of greedy on my, from my perspective.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I guess I didn't think of it that way. I said, I know I'm stronger. I said, I was in both of them. And honestly, I gained from both of them. There were relationships that I developed. There were things that I learned at each of them. I'm better today because of them. So
right.
It can't always be about me.
I was going to say, and honestly, if you can be a member of both, there's advantages.
Sure. It's how you use them both.
Right. So it's but I mean, we're RJO members, and we run quite a bit through RJO because of the rebate, but at the same time, we don't go to RJO shows.
Yeah.
We go to IJO shows.
Yep.
So
they both serve purposes, and they can live simultaneously.
Right.
So
I mean, McChristie's would have loved to be able to be RJO and IJO, but because of their territory, they can't.
They couldn't, yep. But they're still benefiting from being in an organization.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, they wouldn't give up IJO, but I mean, they would like to be able to be members of both.
And that's actually the stories that I want to learn from everybody so that when I'm starting to reach out to stores that aren't in the organization, I've always used the organizations as that prop to say, if you think about it, if you're in a, you're running your jewelry store, you're obviously successful. You own your own store. That's awesome. But if you have a problem, do you just bang your head against the wall? Do you have someone to reach out to and learn from? Because when you join one of the organizations, now you've got hundreds of people that probably have already suffered what you're suffering right now and have overcome it. Now you have a legion of people that can actually help you, so you don't have to bang your head against the wall. And oddly enough, you probably solved something years ago on your own that someone else is suffering, and you'll be able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's value to that.
Right.
So, anyway. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about until I get to Connecticut on Monday. But that's my mentality.
Right.
So. All right. I'll get you this out unless you tell me otherwise.
Yep. No, but I was going to say, go ahead and send it, and I'll be in touch with the guy at the beginning of the week, and if I have a stone here, I can be like, I have one here. Come take a look.
There you
go. This is what it is, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.